poll, only 36% of New Yorkers approve of Joe Biden's job performance as excellent/good. By Wendell Hasebo on February 24, 2022. Only 36% of New York State voters approved of President Biden's job performance as either excellent or good, a Tuesday Siena College poll found. The poll also showed 63% of the state's far-left-leaning Democrat electorate gave Biden fair to poor marks, a 27-point difference. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, GOP conference chair from New York State, told Breitbart News Biden's polling numbers represent his failed policies. Joe Biden is failing New Yorkers through his failed policies, causing everything from groceries and gas to skyrocket for New Yorkers. There is a massive crime crisis in New York, which the Biden administration and Democrats have caused. It's not shocking that his poll numbers are imploding. A red wave is coming through the country, including here in New York. The president of the New York Young Republican Club, Gavin Wax, told Breitbart News the polling numbers are devastating for New York Democrats but more so for the whole Democrat Party. If the numbers can be this bad in a Democrat bastion like the Empire State, imagine how bad things are in purple or red states, he said. Last November in New York we saw a series of Republican victories at the ballot box, from Long Island to upstate. This included stopping all of the Democrat-backed ballot referendums. Combined, this will bode very well for this year's statewide elections. Wax said about the state's Republicans were our fighting back. It is still an uphill battle for the GOP, but this is the first time in decades we are supposed to do marginally better come election night. New York is not the only Democrat state turning on Biden. According to a Los Angeles Times poll last week, 48% of voters in California disapproved of Biden's job performance. Just 47% approved. The terrible polling data for Biden in Democrat states speaks to the crises America is facing under Biden's leadership. During Biden's presidency, more than 2 million migrants have been apprehended at the southern border. Inflation has reached a 40-year high. Gas prices have hiked $1 since last year. Weekly wages have gone down. Fentanyl deaths have become the greatest killer among 18-45-year-olds. Supply chain woes have continued. And Americans suffered embarrassment from the deadly Afghan withdrawal. Biden's stumbling performance has many Democrats tuning out their Democrat allies in the establishment media. Since Biden assumed office, Democrats' interest in national news has shrunk from 69% in November of 2020 to 34% in December 2021, Breitbart News reported. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo.